Podcast Extravaganza right now. Welcome to episode 72 of the Ricky Henderson of Podcast, the greatest of all podcasts, GOAP. I don't even know if I can begin to explain who's on the podcast right now. We literally have, I think, 12 people on the pod right now. So what's up? I'll just introduce myself. I'm Alex. My co-host is Hal Gordon. And everybody just want to give a shout out. Hello on YouTube. Okay, we got Shireen. We got Cass Wilson. We got Stu. We got Jorge. We got Jennifer. I forget your name again, man. I'm sorry. Is it Steve? No. Yeah, Steve. Yeah, Steve. And then we got Ross.
Steve.
We got the other Alex. Wow. We got the full squad. Got Anson. I think I got everybody, right?
Yeah.
So little did I know they were using the Ricky Henderson of Zoom links to organize the reverse boycott. But
So this podcast here, we're talking about the reverse boycott. We're getting everybody excited. And right before we started recording, the 68s were using Alex's Zoom links.
Dude.
So this is the end of the 68s meeting and the beginning of the GOAP podcast, baby.
Yeah. It was like when you use someone's like Netflix account and they don't know about it.
I love it.
Hey, All right, so who's excited about Tuesday? Like, what? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, where are we at right now? I don't know. I kind of want to start with Stu. I mean, it's his idea. Like, Stu, what is it like to see this reaction? Like, you sent out that tweet on April 10th. I went back and found it. And I mean, it's been 2 months and now you got the whole fan base rallying behind you, you know?
It's been such a cool experience leading up to this. And I just think that Tuesday night's going to be freaking epic. If nothing else, we're going to have a great party in the Coliseum, just like the old days. It's been super cool watching everything come together. Watching the group of people that are here, you know, taking the bull by the horns, the shirt giveaway is just whipped cream and cherry on top of the pie. I mean, what a great example of our community that we have here. So unique, I have to believe. It's just been really cool. The way it's just snowballed, it can't be. Within a week, it was an idea, and then it was an idea coming into action. And now we're a couple of days away from a reality. Super, super cool.
Yeah. So we got three locations where you guys are handing out shirts before the June 13th game. Is that right? Five now. You guys are up to five. What's the latest on? Yeah, just give us a rundown. I don't know. Someone like, what's going down? You know, you guys got a lot organized, it looks like. Yeah.
The main location is going to be in B lot where the 68 tailgate is with Last Dive Bar. We're going to have some boxes with Stu at his tailgate out in A lot. Jenny is going to have
Janai
with her J crew is going to hold that DK.
Okay.
The other locations are what are the other two gates at?
Seagate.
Bar
Bridge.
And Bar Bridge.
Bar Bridge with Hal, your pal. Hello. And then Stu's gonna have some.
I gotta look out for my public transportation, you know, buddies.
And the main location is Lot B. Is that right near the light towers? Is that right. Still like the main spot?
Yeah, we're throwing it back to the old tailgate spot.
So there's gonna be two real cool tailgates. We're gonna have Lot B. Oakland 68s, they're gonna have band and the Last Dive Bar guys are gonna be out there. And then if you find yourself in Lot A, go find Stu. Stu's gonna be running his tailgate out in Lot A.
We usually tailgate as close to the gate as possible. And I've been telling everybody, look for a black F-150 and the A's flag will be flying upside down because we're a team in distress.
All right, the upside down flag at the black F-150.
And it's at 3:30, right? So is that 3:30? Is that when the gates open? Is that right? So basically, as soon as the gates open, is it going to be starting? Is that the plan? Or
the plan is the tailgate starts at 3:30. Come to the tailgate first if you really want your shirt first, because that's going to be the main area, and then we're going to distribute them from there on. So whatever time Stu's tailgate starts, that's when he'll have his box there. And then whenever Hal wants to roll up to the BART bridge, that's when he's going to start handing out his shirts. And then by, like, I would say five-ish, we're going to have that C and D gate distributing the shirts there too. So, man, we're doing a lot of work here.
Yeah. How much money have you guys raised so far? Like, how many shirts are you guys printing? Do you have an idea yet? Like,
so we're printing 7,000 shirts, which totals to 35K, right? And we managed to raise, what did I say earlier in our meeting? 39. And we stopped we had to stop the link because Oaklandish just, I mean, they're small, so they couldn't, they had to have a cutoff time in order to meet the demand to be ready for Tuesday. So we had to cut it off. They're like, it's cool that you're raising all the money, but like, I don't think we'll be able to have the manpower to finish more and more shirts as the time went by. So we had to cut it off, and then people kept donating to our membership link. And so we're going to use that money for the tailgate, making more banners and signs and tickets, definitely tickets. We're buying more tickets and just handing them out to people that want to go to the game. So if you don't have your tickets and you need somewhere to get them, hit us up. We'll give them to you for free. We just want to see a good vibe and good times. And yeah, so come through.
Yeah, and just like an open question for everybody. Like, who's just like super, like, how would you describe your emotions to be an A's fan? Like, how proud are you that everybody's, you know, doing this right now?
Dude, I'm honestly rejuvenated with the response of this whole A's community and people just offering their support and asking questions, how can it help? Not just from A's fans, but just across Major League Baseball. The fact that we've gotten donations from different countries still blows my mind to this day. The rapid amount of donations that we had, considering the fact that we didn't know how much we were even going to raise, that still blows my mind to this day. But I was just telling them earlier, this is the most excited that I've been for an A's game since in the couple of years when they let us back in from lockdown and COVID. It's basically just a time to just celebrate Oakland baseball, celebrate Oakland in general, celebrate the A's, celebrate the best fans in baseball. We've been through so much, but this is our time to just let loose and let each other know that Fisher needs to get out of here.
Yeah. Who else? I mean, I want to hear from everybody else. I mean, I don't know if you guys want to talk or what. I mean,
this is the most I've been pumped up since the last time I saw the Rays play in the playoffs. Fired up. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've been behind the all of the emails that were sent to the 68s. And, dude, like, when the whole fundraising started, just getting to 5K, I started to get a little emotional, man. I was like, damn, these people are like really coming together for this, and it was just great to see. And
it just like kept picking up momentum, right? It was like the more and more, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, but people were leaving like notes on their donations, like, oh, I was an A's fan for like all these years, and I just really love that we're coming together for this, and this is our team, and like memories that they shared. It was like, I did get emotional a little bit, and I don't know, it's because I have kids now, and you know, I'm not as hood as I used to be, but man, I was that was pretty cool, man. And like Stu said, the community coming together for all this, it's crazy, you know what I mean? And the one good thing, I guess, from this shitty ownership.
You know, or you bring up, you know, all the memories that everyone has from being at the Coliseum. And I mean, there's a dozen people in this Zoom on this podcast right now that we all have lifelong memories of, you know, being in the A's, things we'll always remember. I've shared a bunch of stories lately with media members about this is personal for me because my kids are like, you know, some of you guys' age, my kids are in their late 20s and they grew up going to the A's games at the Coliseum, you know, wearing their Little League jersey, wearing their Little League full uniforms in the bleachers, running the bases and getting high fives from Jason Giambi for saying thank you at Fan Fest 1 year. You know, these are you can't put a price tag on this. And there's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe families are in that same boat where they have memories that they're always going to have. And this is a personal deal here.
Absolutely. It's just wild to think that a Major League Baseball team brought me, and not, I can speak for a lot of people saying that, like, some of my best friends I met through the Oakland Coliseum, who I consider my family, a lot of them are literally in this Zoom meeting right now. And it's, like Stu just said, it is personal. It's not just losing a baseball team, potentially. It's, this whole community is very special. So, and that's a huge reason why I'm fighting for this. And it's for the future fans that may not get the chance to experience what I had to experience. It's little things like just tailgating all day. It's little things like I used to work for the A's, and it was one of the best part-time jobs that I've ever had in my life. And it's just spending countless hours. Like, everyone in this meeting can literally say that they went to a day game at a point in their A's fandom and didn't leave that parking lot until almost midnight. And it was just normal back when things were rolling. And it's just, you're just going to rip it away from us like that. It's, mm-hmm. You know, there's so many stories. There's so many memories that I have tied to the Coliseum, tied to the Oakland A's, and it would be a tragedy if a billionaire owner who doesn't care about this team at all just rips it away and goes to Vegas and just screws it up there too.
I can't wait to hear you guys drum again. I mean, how good's that going to feel to bust those out? I mean, I know you guys have been going to Ruth games. I've been going to, like, I feel like you guys go to Ruth games, you get it out, you know? You're like, you got to get it out somewhere. It's like this primal urge, you know? But like, what's it going to be like to be out in the bleachers again, hitting your drums? I mean, what's that going to be?
I didn't drum my drum again because I don't drum at the Roots games. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Because, you guys stopped what, like on April 20th or like right around April 20th, right around like when they.
It was the first home game.
Home game after they announced that they stopped negotiations with Oakland. But I think Nina Thorson is hella excited. I know that.
She still has her drumsticks out there. Yeah. And hits like the seats with her drumstick. So.
Oh, yeah.
She's looking forward to it.
I also love how they've won 5 in a row and they're like coming in. I mean, if they win tomorrow and it's 6 in a row, that would be. It's just like, it's crazy what's happening. And it's like, win streak started when all this stuff started happening in Vegas too. Like, it's just so crazy what's going on right now. It's like a movie.
It's like the real life major league.
I know.
Well, you have the hottest team in baseball with the hottest story in baseball. Like, it makes perfect sense. So let's go.
I know. It's hella crazy. I mean, hey, Hal, you've been around like the league forever. Like, you've been around a bunch of stadiums. Like, what do you think about A's fans and just like, what, like, how would you describe what makes them unique and just, you know, all that? And just like how like they're rallying together right now. And like, I don't know, just like, you know, Rob and Brian have those weird, the Bash Brothers arms, like everything about the Coliseum is unique, I feel like, you know?
Yeah. What do they say? You know, it's sort of like, you know, pressure makes diamonds or whatever, you know, like just the amount of shit that this fan group has been through is unlike, I mean, unlike anything, you know, I've ever been or seen or you know, been around. And it's just the fandom at the Coliseum is so unique. You know, there's no other group out there that's like the 68s, you know, where, and, you know, I think what's going to be cool about Tuesday is that a lot of the players on the A's don't know. They don't know, you know, they haven't been here. And, you know, it's, you hear it when Tony Kemp is the one who's saying like, hey, you know, the thing that I, that, that breaks my heart is I miss the drums, you know? It's just, you guys are special. You guys are unique. The same goes with the Last Dive Bar guys. I mean, what a bunch of weirdo knuckleheads that are just like, that throw themselves their own party every Friday. Right. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, it's, you know, if there was 40, you know, if there's 40,000 people at the Coliseum every night, you know, I'm not sure this would happen. You know, I'm not sure that this, but it would though, you know, it still would. The 68s would still be there. The Last Dive Bar guys would still be there. So, you know, it's not like if you destroyed any other fan base, you know, you'd be destroying the same amount of memories and stuff. But I just feel like this has been a uniquely like powerless experience and powerful experience where, you know, it feels like that there's nothing that we can do, you know, that we're just at the mercy of the Nevada state legislature. It's, you know, it's just so bizarre. But at the same time, you know, and I don't know if any of this actually matters, but at the same time, if you were to sit down and you were like, what could a fan group do? You know, you would think maybe like wild, like your wildest dreams, you know, your biggest blue sky thinking is like, I don't know, we'll host a reverse boycott where we just pick a random day. Everyone shows up, you know, it's in the papers. They put an interview with me talking about June 13th in the New York Post last week. I mean, you know, and
in the New York Times. I've DM'd
people at the Times being like, hey, you guys got to make sure that you have a photographer there on the 13th, you know.
Dude, I hope ESPN is there. I hope everybody's there. Like, I really hope ESPN is there, because that's when it's like you know, a national story, you know. Like, I hope they send a reporter there. I mean, I don't know if they will, but I mean, as far as a team trying to hold on to its franchise, I can't imagine a bigger story than this year, you know.
What's really cool is the guys that reached out to the other fan bases over Reddit, where there's other fan bases showing solidarity. They'll be wearing A's gear at their games on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Super cool. And,
or at least a green shirt. I think a lot of people
something or some showing solidarity in some way. And because when you think about it, this could be any team, except for a handful of teams. I mean, it will never happen to the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Cubs, but outside of those teams, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
And I remember, again, I'm older than I think everybody here. I remember pretty clearly about the feelings I had about when the Expos left Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they had a shit owner.
Yeah, perhaps.
And how do you guys feel like the vote might affect it either way? I mean, obviously, if it passes, it might still be in the assembly at that point. It might still be in limbo. So do you guys feel like no matter what, and then if it doesn't pass, then it's just going to be ridiculous, you know? So I mean, how do you think the vote's going to affect it? And what are you guys' expectations for the vote? I mean, so we're recording this as of Sunday night, and they're meeting on Monday. The Nevada legislators are reconvening. Like, how are you guys feeling, and how do you think it'll affect the night?
I mean, I'm not really thinking about that as much as I think I should be. But I think if it goes the A's way, then there's going to be some people that are not going to show up to Tuesday's game. And there's going to be certain kind of like, a little depression.
Yeah. And so that's the way I feel. If it goes our way and this thing doesn't go well, I think it's going to be even a bigger party. It's going to be, you know what it's going to remind me of? It's going to be like the last game of the 2012 season where everyone just showed up at the end. And like you couldn't even get tickets to the
like day of, like the walk up crowd was kind of like
crazy. Yeah.
I think, and I'm super excited. And I hope and I think that it's in my gut feeling, it's probably going to go our way. And I hope that it does. And obviously, for a party on Tuesday, man, like it'd be crazy.
Yeah.
If that bill doesn't pass, it's gonna be a wrap. Like I'm telling you right now, that lot's gonna go crazy. That walk up crowd's gonna go crazy. I have this gut feeling that it's gonna go our way, and this is our time. Like all the momentum's on our side, and I say that because everybody's kind of waking up to what's really happening right now. Like you've seen all the meetings, you've seen Cavill not being able to answer questions. You've seen John Fish and I being present in Nevada right now. So I don't know. I had this very good feeling that Tuesday is going to be a legendary night.
I think it's important to remember that if the vote doesn't go our way, it still needs to go to the other house.
Yeah.
For the baseball owners, there's still hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
And they'd already always saying that they thought, and I think probably the reason why they started with the Senate was that they always thought that it'd be a little bit easier going in the Senate than the Nevada State Assembly. But, you know, no matter what happens, it's like, I want to be able to remember A's games in the Coliseum, you know, one way. And one of those ways, I'll always remember that 2019 playoff game. I'll always remember the last game of the season last year. Stephen Vogt home run at his last at bat, you know, with his kids announcing him. I want to, no matter what's going on in Nevada, I'm always, you know, Tuesday night's going to be a night that I remember for a long time. So
definitely.
And you know, even if we lose the A's, this is people are saying there's no room for a baseball team in Oakland. You know, this is one last opportunity to show the people in New York, you know, that they should replace the A's if they take it.
They won't. And I, you know.
Thanks.
No, it's just, I mean, look at Montreal, right? Like they've even showed that they can. There was a year where they tried to prove to MLB that they can sell a bunch of season tickets. I think they raised over 50,000. Over what was it, like $500,000, because everyone put in for like a season ticket seat for Montreal, and still like they don't care. And honestly, I do have, this is just my opinion, I do think that MLB just wants to leave Oakland. I mean, they're just afraid of the diversity of the city, that like you have a rich Republican white dude, old dude, that just wants to just leave. Like he doesn't care about the city at all, you know? And I feel the same way that MLB feels exactly the same way. So I do have a theory that they just don't like people like us and they want to go and they're not going to come back. But back to the resiliency of Oakland, I do feel like if they were to leave, I wouldn't put it past. I mean, shit, I'll eat the way for an independent ball club, you know. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been so much that's gone on in the past week. Like, it's crazy to even like digest it all. But I thought one thing that was really interesting was that I forget who said it. It was at the beginning. It was in like the first hearing. I think it's like, even if they leave Oakland, even if they don't, even if they don't land in Vegas, they might, you know, seek to leave Oakland no matter what and just find another city. Yeah. And it's just like, what is that founded on? Like, why? Like, why? Like, there's like a deal in place. And, you know, Casey Pratt reported that, you know, they have over, they got another grant, another 30 million in infrastructure. So now it's up to over 400 million in offsite infrastructure at Howard Terminal. I was reading online, it could be upwards of like 500, like around 560 million total is what it might cost for infrastructure or something. In Oakland, so there might still be a gap. I know Casey was saying it was 88 million before this, so I don't know what the actual number is, but it's just weird to me that they're so eager to leave Oakland when there's so much history here, there's so much money here. You know, it just doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know why how Manfred is letting him get away with this, you know.
Well, you got to remember, Manfred, it works for the owners. He's Dave Cavill to the owner's John Fisher. He's just a lackey. It's not like back in the day where the commissioner wielded any power. He's an at-will employee that's doing the owner's bidding. And, you know, Jorge, to your point, Montreal is, the way I remember it, Montreal is the only city that lost a team that did not get an expansion team. You know, the A's came here from Kansas City. 1 year later, they got an expansion team.
Yeah.
The Pilots went to Milwaukee. And what, 7 years later, the Mariners were in Seattle. The things might have a way of, the hell with that. I don't want an expansion team. Let Vegas have an expansion team. The A's belong in Oakland.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, I saw another. What's that, Jorge? Go ahead, my bad.
No, I'm saying that I agree with Stu. I mean, the A's belong in Oakland. Let Las Vegas get an expansion team. I have nothing against LV, man. I have nothing against any city wanting a baseball, MLB baseball. I mean, I come from a soccer background, so you know, I wish we had a promotion relegation where every small town team and big city teams can go up and down in the pros, you know what I mean? So I'm all for that.
Yeah.
And I want Las Vegas to get an expansion team. I want John Fisher to own them, and I want them in the AL West so we can beat that ass all day long.
Dude, that would be a crazy epic turn, dude. That would be amazing, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And do you guys have any I saw some tweet going around. Some guy said he sat and clicked through every section in Ticketmaster to see. And then he said he added it up. He said this took many hours. He made sure now that this took. He said it was he said it was like a 14,700, I believe, was a number.
Yeah. I mean, what's really funny is when I saw that, I was like, man, like, I know a bunch of people still inventing. I could just text them and ask them. Everybody's got that information. But yeah, I think a few days ago they were at 15,000. I think that there's a ton of people who are planning to go, you know, and are going to get tickets when they walk up. You know, I think that there's some people who were worried that they were already going to be gone by that day. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the first, you know, I still think, you know, it's going to be, you know, somewhere north of 15. I wouldn't be surprised if the first number starts with a two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I'm just so proud and moved by all these people who are coming out, you know, because you talk about, you know, if we're all on, you know, A's Twitter or Instagram or in whatever groups we're on, Reddit, you know, you feel like, oh, there's all these A's fans, but really, you know, it's not, you know, knowing that 15,000 people are going out of their way to go to this game on a Tuesday night for the worst team in baseball, you know, against the team that has, there's no, you know, traveling fans for the Rays, right? There's going to be, you know, 12 Rays fans there. So it means a lot, you know, I know it means a lot. Jorge said that he was, you know, he had brought tears to his eyes when we reached $5,000 $5,000
fundraising
donated fundraising. And I mean, we didn't know what we were doing. Jorge was super, he was super excited to do the shirt thing for like the bleachers. And he said, oh, let's see, it's going to be pretty cheap to get these shirts. I was like, well, here's $100. Like, let's buy more. And when we first put that out there, I think 30 minutes in, Jorge texted me. He's like, we got $380. I'm like, man, $100 is me. So I was like, I don't know, man.
And 80 of them was mine.
Yeah. Right. So I was like, oh man, we're going to look like such chumps here. We're going to look like such fools. But then, I mean, boom, you know, people care.
Dude, 7,000 more of those Kelly Green shirts is going to look really cool, I think. Just like the visuals are going to be amazing. Like, I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of really cool photos. Like the visuals are going to be amazing that come out of the night. I think like people are going to wake up on the East Coast on June 14th and be like, holy shit. Like, what happened? You know?
Yeah. And we're going to do, along with the shirts, we're going to be handing out cheer cards. You know, it's funny. Right when Stu came out with this idea, I was very excited, and I was like, we should have cheer cards so we have the entire stadium chanting as one. And I know the 68s are not, you know, you guys are going to do your own thing out there, but I want the TV broadcast to hear those fans at the beginning of every inning. You know, I want the message to be loud. I want it to be unmistakable. Who knows what the producer at NBC Sports California is going to do. You know, if it's me, I'd be showing as many signs as possible because, you know, I'm losing my job as well. But even if they don't show all the signs, they'll be able to hear us. So I remember.
Is everybody going to get a t-shirt and a sign at the same? Is it going to be like?
I think that's the idea. That's the idea. Cool. Yeah. So when Stu first came out with this, I DM'd Paul at Last Dive Bar, and I was saying like, oh, we should get some like cheer cards, you know? And I was like, wow, like, he's like, I was like, how many would, you know, if we bought like 5,000, how much would that cost? And he's like, 5,000, that's going to be a lot of money. And he thought I was talking about shirts. And I was like, no, I'm not talking about, we can't do that. That's insane. I'm just talking about cardboard. And we ended up doing that. That's amazing.
So you have 5,000 cardboard and 7,000 shirts. That's crazy.
Yeah. Something like that.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I know you guys were already on for a long time. I don't want to keep you guys on any longer. I mean, is there anything else you guys want that people should know? Like, is there any other message you guys want to get out? You know, if there's, you know, people listening to this podcast, you know, who are on the fence about going, why should they go? You know,
come to the tailgate. We're going to have tacos. We're going to have live music. We're going to have a banda. We're going to have shirts to give away. We're going to have a little craft table for sign making. We have tickets. So hit us up.
Ooh, the craft table, that's going to be fucking hilarious, dude. I would love to see the ideas that people are going to come up with.
So
I'm going to wear my GoPro like all game just so I can have a record of all the crazy signs that I see.
I would say wear Kelly Green, like no matter if you get a sell shirt or not, just wear Kelly Green that day if you're coming to the game or even to just the tailgate. Just wear Kelly Green.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Make sure you hashtag the Oak Together too.
Yeah,
that whole day, whole game.
I was just gonna add, like, if people just tell their friends, tell their coworkers to come, even if they're Giants fans, like, just come out and be part of the support for the A's and for the fans here as well.
100%. I think everyone, I think we should get the word out that people should get there as early as they can. There's going to be a tremendous walk-up crowd. If you're trying to buy tickets at the box offices, be prepared to wait in line. And it's not like they're going to bring in more staff. I think we should get the word out. Get there as soon as you can if you're buying at the box office. Because
yeah, or just get your ticket online probably is easier, right? I mean,
well, it is easier, but then you have to pay. A lot of people want to avoid paying the extra fees. And I mean, traditionally, that's what we see is because there's 50,000 seats, there's always a big walk-up crowd at A's games, up for big games. And so I think we should... people should know that. I think more people should know that there's an event going on in the arena that sold out. And the other thing I think we should send the message is, let's go, let's have fun, let's make a memorable night, but let's keep it safe and sane.
Yeah, I think people need to come out because this is one of the most historic nights in Oakland baseball history, and on a lot of levels, just in terms of the ownership and even fans funding t-shirts to be passed out to other to fellow fans. So no matter what you feel about the ownership and not wanting to give Fisher your money, I completely understand that, but this is about representing your team and your city and just come out for the fans. It's just gonna be a good time, so hope to see y'all there.
What's up to Denny making the 11th hour appearance? What's up, dude? We're wrapping up the epic megapod, dude. Good morning. Good
morning, yeah, sunshine. Sorry. I was eating dinner and shit, and I forgot.
Hey, Denny, why should people come to the reverse boycott on Tuesday?
I mean, why the hell not? You ain't doing anything else. Come on out. Come on, it's Tuesday night. Have some fun. Summer's starting. Hang with the crew. Shit.
Heck yeah.
Joy A's baseball without all this BS.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but how many more opportunities will we have like this? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. So come on out, you know?
Yeah. This could be the last, you know, fun A's game that's, you know, that, I mean, there'll be some more good ones. There'll be some Giants games. There'll be some more fireworks games, but. But I expect the crowd to be like a playoff game, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be a weird way where like people kind of be excited about what's going on in the field, but it's just gonna be. I mean, this is gonna be the NBA finals of telling John Fisher to go fuck himself. So it's gonna be fun.
Hell yeah.
And just come out loud, man. That first inning, just come out just loud. Be loud, with it, man.
Be loud.
I can't wait to hear it, man. I'm just excited. I'm going to bring my camera and try to do a YouTube video. I just want to capture the whole night as much as I can because I just think it's going to be epic. So
it's going to be pretty insane. So I'm juiced. So let's have him go. Like, seriously, this is our time, man.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. Sorry to intrude on your meeting, but thank you for the podcast.
Sorry to intrude on your podcast.
Sorry for hijacking.
You got podcast in my meeting.
That's
hella
funny. Well, that's good. Oh, no, Stu's called some friends for the pod. I love it. All right.
Thank you for the free time.
All right. So Tuesday night at the Coliseum, reverse boycott. We are here. All right. We'll see everybody there.